This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back Paula Schroeder, Communications Manager with Aging Matters in Brevard. And the holidays are upon us, so there's a lot of people that are in need, and there's a lot of people over the holidays that want to give back. You kind of orchestrate the meeting of the minds.
Right. This is a big time of the year for us and for a lot of the nonprofits in our community because people are so aware of the need and they want to help out somehow. From the perspective of our agency, we serve up to 2,000 people a year with a lot of different programs. The best known one, of course, being Meals on Wheels. A lot of people on Thanksgiving, I'd rather go help somebody else. And so they'll call our agency and say they want to deliver meals on Thanksgiving. The problem is we don't deliver meals on Thanksgiving. There are lots of organizations that do serve Thanksgiving meals. I'm thinking of Daily Bread, Salvation Army, but Meals on Wheels does not deliver because we need to give our volunteers a couple days off to spend with their families and also our staff members. But one of the things that we do is we provide what we call holiday food bags for our neediest seniors. And there are some people who truly have nobody. They have no family. They don't really have anyone in the community other than us, you know, who looks out for them. And so we want to make sure that they've got some food to carry them over that long weekend. Because it's not only Thursday, Friday, but we don't normally deliver on Saturday or Sunday. So it's a four days that they're going without a meal. We prepare a bag with shelf-stable foods, enough to make up meals for 4 days. And we do that at Christmas time as well as at Thanksgiving. So if people want to help out, they can do a food drive at their workplace or at their church or something, as long as it's shelf stable. That means that it's going to be packaged, something that can stay on a shelf. I'll give the phone number to call if you want to do that. Robin, who is our executive assistant and coordinator extraordinaire, she's absolutely awesome. But you can call her and ask how you can get this to us. Okay, you ready? So it's area code 321-806-3716. And we can either send somebody out to pick it up or, you know, you can bring it up to our offices. So that's one area that's really needed. And the other one, of course, is just financial contributions, always, if you're a nonprofit, but particularly during this season, because the holiday food is an extra expense for us. We don't get any funding from anyone for that. It's just what we can scrape out of our regular budget and then special donations that people make. So you can call Robin too, or just, you know, go to our website. We've got a way to donate through that.
Well, we hope everyone will get involved and help out. And if you want to find out about how you can volunteer or how you can do Meals on Wheels or maybe just go visit someone that's shut in.
That's a very good point. If you want to just go visit people, and because that's as much needed as food, is that human contact. And I just want to mention, too, that we are delivering gifts again this year to over 1,500 seniors.
Very nice. So if you want more information on providing gifts, financial donations, or putting together a food drive, it's all at agingmattersbrevard.org.